Hello everyone, Shabbat Shalom. This week's parasha is Parashat Devarim, and we are now beginning the final book of the Torah, the fifth and final book of the Torah, the first parasha, Parashat Devarim. Parashat Devarim tells us a very interesting story, and it says that Hashem comes to Moshe Rabbeinu and tells him, don't be afraid of this king named Og Melech HaBashan, Al Tira Oto, don't fear him. And then right before that, Hashem comes to Moshe and says, there's going to be another king that you're going to go to war against, Sichon, Melech HaEmori, Sichon, the king of Emori. But Hashem doesn't tell him anything about not fearing Sichon. And so the commentators come and ask, how come when it came to the giant, it came to the king Og, Hashem had to tell Moshe, don't fear him. But when it came to the king Sichon, Hashem didn't tell Moshe, don't fear him. What was Moshe afraid about? And so right away on the spot, Rashi tells us a very beautiful idea. Rashi says, if you go back to the beginning in the book of Bereshit, when Avraham Avinu, his nephew, was taken captive, there was a man who came to Avraham and said, and told him, your nephew has been taken captive, go and save him. And who was that? That was Og, Melech HaBashan, that was Og at the time. And what was Og's intention? Og wanted Avraham Avinu to go out and get killed in order so that he can go, so Og can go and take Avraham's wife, Sarah, as his own wife. But what did Og do in essence? Even though he had bad intentions, what did he do? He told Avraham Avinu where and what was happening to Lot, his nephew, in order for Lot, for Avraham to go and save him. So in essence, he performed the mitzvah of going and telling Avraham Avinu to go and save his nephew, but he had terrible intentions. He wanted Avraham Avinu to die so that he could take his wife as his own wife. So now, Rashi says, this all makes sense. Why does Hashem tell Moshe Rabbeinu, don't fear Og? Because Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid that maybe that one mitzvah that Og did, that he went and he helped Avraham Avinu and told him about his nephew, maybe that one mitzvah was going to be a zechut for him, was going to be a merit for Og, and would protect him against Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's why we would have thought Moshe Rabbeinu is afraid. So Hashem comes and tells him, don't be afraid. And so what can we learn from this? We can learn a very beautiful idea. We learn the beauty of how important each and every mitzvah is. We learn from Og that even when a person performs a mitzvah and he has terrible intentions, the mitzvah is still so powerful to the extent that Moshe Rabbeinu is afraid. Now how much more so when a person performs a mitzvah with good intention, with a good heart, with the right intention in mind. And when a person does that, how much more powerful it is, and how much more meaning it has to it, and how much more meaning it has behind it. And so I think we can all learn this beautiful lesson that we should value each and every mitzvah that we have at hand and take advantage of each and every one and not take it for granted. And when we see we have an opportunity to perform a mitzvah, to run after it because we don't understand how powerful and how much value each and every mitzvah has. Have a great Shabbat and Shabbat Shalom.